More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This year marks the 109th anniversary of the Snake River Stampede Rodeo. This week-long event brings thousands of cowboys and spectators to Nampa for everything from bull riding to barrel racing to mutton busting. The Stampede is a big moneymaker for Canyon County. It's also a tradition for families that spans generations. So here to tell us more is the president of the Snake River Stampede, Clint Child. Clint, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
So, Clint, for anybody who hasn't been to the rodeo, tell us about the Snake River Stampede.
Well, it's, you know, it started out as just a harvest festival and then a little bucking competition, but that was 109 years ago. Has evolved into one of the top 10 rodeos in the nation, the largest one in Idaho, and the only one in Idaho that's been inducted into the Rodeo Hall of Fame. We have seven PRCA and WPRCA events that fill out our slate of competition, but that's just the start. We do have a full line of activities scheduled this year, more so than last year. We have the amphitheater going again. It's going to be a little hot during the performances, but after each performance, when it slows down a little bit, we have concert every night. And I can give you those names if you're interested, but a lot of fun out there. And then we also have what's called Cowboy Christmas. So that's going to go on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, where we have over 100 vendors for Western apparel and items and knickknacks, things like that. We have a cowboy poetry contest. That's our first one doing this year. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then some live demonstrations on rawhide braiding, Dutch oven cooking, and a lot more.
So let's talk about some of the rodeo events, because you said you're one of the top 10 rodeos in the country. And I think sometimes people don't recognize that or realize that. You've got bull riding, you've got barrel racing, team roping. But talk about who comes in for this, because being such a big rodeo, you've got some big names that come in to compete as well.
We do. And, you know, we're right in the peak of the rodeo season, where all of the contestants are earning their prize money to qualify them for the national finals. So we're an important stop for them to earn enough points and money and to get into the finals. That's where they really make the big paydays. So we get some of the best, the Wright brothers and a lot of those that are in the saddle bronc and the bull riding and things like that. But also we have so many of the top team ropers that we have to do what's called slack. And that's where we run competitions today and tomorrow, and then some after each performance for the ones that we can't get into the performances because there's just too many entrants, which is great for us, but it does just add a lot to it. So that slack performances are free. You just come in and get a little buckaroo breakfast. But we did add 2 years ago, we added the ladies breakaway WPRCA event, which has been a huge success. And so many people are just enjoying that, and a ton of competition in that one to go along with the barrel racing as well.
Well, I have to tell you, I love the bull riding. I find it just fascinating and a little bit dangerous, but, is there a certain rodeo event that you see more folks, flock to or really get excited about?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the real exciting ones are what we call the rough stock. So my favorite is really the saddle bronc riding, but the bareback and the bulls, I mean, those are the real, where you can just see the skill and the kind of the strength of both the athlete and the animal. But then for the real purist in the rodeos, that's where the team roping and the calf roping and the things like the tie down, those are the real kind of ranch activities. So for those, that's one of the largest ones. By far we have the most contestants in those. But the rough stock, the bulls and the saddle broncs, those definitely draw the crowd and they're exciting to watch.
So Clint, talk to us kind of about the progression of the rodeo, because you're not putting on just one rodeo this week.
No, we have six performances over 5 days, and starting Tuesday night, and then they're earning the top 12 spots to get into our finals on Saturday. And then when they get into the finals, that's when they earn the payday, you know, from our purse, which is over $500,000 for our purse this year.
So are you still doing the rodeo on Saturday afternoon that's family friendly? And I ask because we took our kiddos when they were younger. I mean, we were there every single year with our boys. And I loved it, Clint, because it is just specific to families.
Yes, we are. The Saturday matinee is the family friendly version. Families are welcome and have a great time every night, but Saturday afternoon is really dedicated to family. So there's no alcohol or anything like that sold. And it, we give away a lot of vouchers for reading programs, things like that, to get the kids in and their families. So yeah, Saturday afternoon is, and it still counts in the competition the same as any of the other performances to get them into our finals.
And that's what I always appreciated about it is that it's, yes, it's a matinee, it's family friendly, no alcohol sold, but you're still seeing some of the top perform, you know, some of the top, you know, performers, at this rodeo.
Most definitely. And they are giving their, you know, their all because they want to earn to come back that evening to compete for the prize money. So yes, it's the same great high level competition that you'll see on any of the other nights.
So I mentioned that this is a big moneymaker for Canyon County. What does the Snake River Stampede mean for Canyon County? And maybe not just from a financial standpoint. I think it's such a part of the history of Canyon County.
Yeah, and it really is a, you know, part of the history of Nampa, Canyon County, and really the Treasure Valley, where it's, you know, the humble roots from the Nampa Harvest Festival, where people just got together to share their, you know, what they've grown, and then some of their ranching and other activities to what it's grown into. But the last financial impact that we had was, it's about a $10 million impact of all of the revenue that comes into the area. As far as hotel rooms, people going out and eating at restaurants, they're shopping while they're here. You'd be amazed how many people go over to the Ford dealerships and buy, you know, an F-250 Super Duty and drive away with that from the rodeo. So, it's a huge financial impact to, you know, not just Nampa, not just Canyon County, but to the entire Treasure Valley. And one of the largest community events each year.
Okay, I can't let you go, though, without talking about, I think, one of the biggest traditions of the Stampede, and that's the Buckaroo Breakfast. And this is happening, is it tomorrow?
It's actually this morning and tomorrow morning. So that's the kickoff every year. It's 7 to 10 on Monday and Tuesday. So if you want to get down, it's $6 for breakfast. And then that gets you in. You can watch some Slack, too. That's some of that great competition as well during the morning. And we actually have a lot of the royalty, the queens, the Miss Rodeo Idaho, the three, the Miss Junior and the teen queens for Miss Rodeo Idaho are here helping serve and greet people. But we also have Miss Rodeo America here this week, as well as all of the competitors that are competing for, they do their tournament here at our rodeo as well for Miss Rodeo Idaho. So those that are competing for the 2025 positions are all here helping. So you get to see a lot of the Western queens that just help drive the Western way of life. So it's a lot of fun with that too.
And where does the money raised go to from the breakfast?
So the breakfast goes to support the 4-H programs. And so it's all of the money raised goes directly to those programs that are helping kids learn about agriculture, how, you know, even just life skills and leadership skills, things like that. So it all goes to support that group. And when you come, those kids are the ones that are serving you, cooking the pancakes and things like that. They get all that money into their program.
Well, thank you so much for taking time, because I know how busy you are this week. So thank you for making time for us to talk about the Snake River Stampede. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for putting us on, and hopefully we'll see you out here.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.